You're listening to SBS News.
Israel has come under mounting international pressure over the deadly shooting of Palestinian protesters along its border with the Gaza Strip. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency meeting over the matter. Israel maintains it has acted in self-defence, and the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has praised Israel's response as restrained.
I ask my colleagues here in the Security Council, who among us would accept this type of activity on your border? No one would. No country in this chamber would act with more restraint than Israel has.
But France's UN ambassador, François Delatte, says he disagrees.
Nous condamnons les tirs indiscriminés contre les manifestants.
We condemn the indiscriminate firing on protesters, which we've seen a lot of in recent weeks, and in particular yesterday. Nothing can justify this. Deadly weapons should not be used against unarmed protesters who do not represent a serious and imminent danger.
Members of the European Union have issued a joint statement following the Security Council meeting. The ambassadors from Britain, Poland, the Netherlands, France, Sweden, Germany, Italy, and Belgium stood in solidarity as the statement was read. British Ambassador Karen Pierce says they are deeply concerned.
This has resulted in a high number of Palestinians killed and injured. While recognising the right to protect its borders, we expect Israel to respect the fundamental right to peaceful protest and the principle of proportionality in the use of force when defending its legitimate security interests.
The Palestinian envoy has spoken of what he called crimes against humanity, while Israel has accused Hamas militants, who control Gaza, of invoking the violence. Germany, Britain, Ireland, and Belgium are also calling for an inquiry into the violence. Palestine's foreign minister has signed papers to refer Israel to the International Criminal Court for war crimes, including its response to the protests in Gaza and its building of West Bank settlements. Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat is calling for international protection.
We succeeded in bringing the 18th signature to convene the Human Rights Council on Friday to establish an international investigation inquiry group. Also, we are preparing the files to go to the International Court of Justice in regards to the President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Aside from that, there are two committees that are working parallel now, one to achieve reconciliation and end the division between Palestinians, and another committee working on the implementation of the remaining parts of the resolutions of the Palestine National Council, including the defining of the relations between Palestine and Israel.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, is accusing the Palestinians of violating international law. He has told the Security Council Hamas is instigating riots to be seen in the international media as a popular uprising, with the goal of breaching the border between Israel and Gaza.
Rioters have thrown Molotov cocktails, planted explosive devices, and rolled burning tires. They have sent flaming materials over the fence, igniting widespread fires on Israel's southern agricultural lands. They have repeatedly attempted to forcibly breach the fence and infiltrate Israeli territory with the explicit goal of killing Israelis. This is one of the leadership's most cherished tactics. The cycle of death works like this. First, they incite people to violence. Then they place as many civilians as possible, including women and children, in the line of fire to maximize civilian casualties. Then they blame Israel, and then they come here to complain to the UN.
Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.